You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Crowder, Dante Bowen, God Really Loves Us on the Sound of Life. Good morning. I am Jack, filling in for Joe Hunter, the Cup of Joe Morning Show. And, well, Joe was out with Jordan Fleece last night, stayed out too late. So, yeah, we decided, okay, Joe, you can sleep in just for a few hours today. So,
the Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit and let's go. We're burning daylight.
The Sound of Life.
Can I just say that I'm completely blown away by the goodness of God? Good morning, I am Jack, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Joe Hunter has the morning off, and the Days of Hope fundraiser, we wrapped it up last night at 6 o'clock, and let me tell you, the finish was unbelievable. It's totally hard to describe, but let me just say that a dog made a pledge to help get our budgetary need taken care of, and then we went into overtime trying to raise funds for our equipment need, which was about an extra $15,000, and a horse met that final needing and took that over the top as well. I know you. This is so good. You cannot make this stuff up. We'll try to explain this more. If you didn't hear it, let me just tell you, it's way hard to explain. We'll try to talk about it more later, but let me just tell you, God works in mysterious ways. We are blown away by God's goodness. We're blown away by God's provision and the way that He continues to show up and show out for the Sound of Life.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the Sound of Life.
It's the morning after, and I'm still in awe with the goodness of God. Just the way that God works just completely blows my mind. Good morning. You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show. I am Jack, filling in for Joe Hunter. He'll see you tonight at the For King and Country concert. Hopefully you will join us there this evening. But bottom line is, our Days of Hope spring fundraiser ended in historic fashion. The budgetary need met. We had an equipment need of $15,000. That was met. Thank you to so many people who gave, who participated, who prayed, our volunteers. Let me tell you, I do believe our volunteers, especially all week long, but especially the last 2 or 3 hours of the fundraiser last night, yesterday afternoon, they had an experience that they will never forget. I'm pretty sure that they're going to be volunteers for a lifetime now, although we'll never be able to duplicate how it ended. The finish was unbelievable. I will try to describe it more and more as we go throughout the next probably week or so. But bottom line is, we're so thankful for the way that God moved and the way that God worked. We know that God is still in the miracle working business, and I'm pretty sure we saw a miracle yesterday afternoon. Thank you to everyone who prayed and everyone who gave. God's way of showing His faithfulness for the Sound of Life.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
You make my drive to work so worth having. Thank you for the entertainment, the music, the love, the blessings.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show, the Sound of Life.
Coming up this morning, right around 7:20, be listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets on the front row to see For King and Country tonight. Good morning, I'm Jack, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Joe has the morning off. In fact, you'll see Joe tonight at For King and Country. He was at Jordan Fleece last night. And coming up at 7:20 this morning, be listening for your opportunity that you heard right. Front row tickets for King and Country in Albany tonight. Now, here's the thing. If you don't win tickets, that's okay. There are still tickets available for this concert. Find more information by going online. Find the banner, soundoflife.org.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
It is time. I know you want to be a winner for tickets to go see For King and Country. Good morning. I am Jack, filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Front row tickets. We have a pair to give away right now. Caller number 4. Here's the number, 800-946-1765. Caller number 4 right now, 800-946-1765. Caller number 4, a pair of tickets to go see For King and Country tonight in Albany. You will be on the front row, maybe just close enough to be able to get some sweat off Joel and Luke. I know that's kind of gross. You probably really don't want that. Your chance to be a winner right now.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Look, I'm a frequent coffee drinker. I'm part of the club. I have a card.
The Sound of Life.
Congratulations going out to our winner for the Cup of Joe Morning Show and those front row tickets to go see For King and Country tonight. Good morning. I am Jack filling in for Joe Hunter. He has the morning off. And if you're the one that just won those pair of tickets, you will get to hang out with Joe Hunter tonight along with For King and Country. That's happening this evening in Albany. If you didn't win, that's okay. You can still go. It's going to cost you a little bit, but trust me, this concert is worth it. Probably, in my opinion, one of the best live concerts I have ever seen with For King and Country. If you're available, get your tickets now while you can. It's going to be an incredible show tonight. Find the banner For King and Country in concert tonight, Albany, online, soundoflife.org.
The Sound of Life.
Can I just say that I'm completely blown away by the goodness of God? Good morning, I am Jack filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Joe Hunter has the morning off, and the Days of Hope fundraiser, we wrapped it up last night at 6 o'clock, and let me tell you, it was the finish was unbelievable. It's totally hard to describe, but let me just say that a dog made a pledge to help get our budgetary need taken care of. And then we went into overtime trying to raise funds for our equipment need, which was about an extra $15,000, and a horse met that final needing and took that over the top as well. I know you. This is so good. You cannot make this stuff up. We'll try to explain this more. If you didn't hear it, let me just tell you, it's way hard to explain. We'll try to talk about it more later. But let me just tell you, God works in mysterious ways. We are blown away by God's goodness. We're blown away by God's provision and the way that He continues to show up and show out for the Sound of Life.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
You're listening to The Sound of Life. Thank you so much. I am Jack filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Joe has the morning off. And yeah, you heard right. The Days of Hope fundraiser, spring fundraiser, it wrapped up in a way that I have never experienced in my life. In the history of the Sound of Life since 1985, we've never had a fundraiser end like this. As I said previously, a dog helped us get across the finish line for our budgetary need of $80,000. And then we had an equipment need of $15,000 and a horse helped get us across that finish line. And let me tell you, bottom line, what it was is we had a family that they were kind of competing with each other as far as, the wife's dog was giving so much and then the husband's dog gave so much. And well, the wife's dog ended up being the winner, by the way, by putting us across the finish line. And then that same family, they had a horse. Their horse, they heard someone else put out a challenge from another horse that said to continue to give. And that's exactly what they did. They apparently have a horse as well. And so they called in on behalf of their horse and said, okay, we'll take care of the rest of that equipment need as well. Again, you cannot make this stuff up. I really hope you heard it yesterday afternoon because you have to hear it to truly believe it. This probably goes down in history books, probably one of the best endings to a fundraiser ever in the history of Christian radio. Thank you again for your support. Thank you to everybody who participated, humans and animals alike.
Waking up with a Cup of Joe.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Rise and shine.
The Sound of Life.
Amazed, in shock, in awe. Those are pretty much all the emotions that I'm feeling this morning with the Days of Hope spring fundraiser. Good morning, I am Jack filling in for the Cup of Joe Morning Show. Joe has the morning off. He was at Jordan Felice last night. He'll be at For King and Country tonight. And let me tell you, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, God-sized days. And let me tell you, day number three, the final day, which was yesterday, completely blew me out of the water. The entire week was incredible. So many people giving all week long. But let me tell you, The finish of this fundraiser was nothing more than a miracle. It was a way that God continues to show his smile upon the ministry of the Sound of Life, the way that he wants to continue to provide hope for our community here in the Northeast, just ways to let you know that God is still in control. He's still on the throne. And I love what Connie said. She's our boss here. Yesterday morning, even before everything blew up yesterday afternoon, her statement in the studio when she walked in was, Inflation? What inflation? This is God's economy. And that's exactly what God proved yesterday afternoon. In case you were wondering, the overall need was $80,000. The total dollar amount raised, $97,750. Of course, $80,000 of that went to our regular budget, and then $17,750 went to our equipment fund, which again, amazing. God just completely blew this out of the water. Percentage-wise, check this out. 122% of the need was met. That's God.
A great way to start your day.
Go ahead. Make my day.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Thank you for listening to The Sound of Life. Good morning. I am Jack, filling in for The Cup of Joe Morning Show. And man, I'm so excited to see how God has worked through The Sound of Life and through you. In fact, after we wrapped up the fundraiser last night, the gifts, they kept coming in. John from Bloomingburg, $25 a month. Christopher from Walden, he gave $100. And that was from his cats, MJ and Jack. They love listening to The Sound of Life. And let me tell you, yesterday afternoon, it was all about the animals. We had another gift come in for $56. Thank you for that. And the Cole family, $500. It was from Les and Deb, along with their kids, Zach, Brett, Sam, Sarah, Kylie, Jolene, and Noah. Thank you to them for giving $500. Lisa from Middletown, $100. Gwyneth from Warwick, thank you for your $38 gift. Arlene from Statsburg, thank you for your $25 a month gift. And then Vivian and John, we heard from them as well, a $50 gift. And again, that's why we just blew the doors off of this fundraiser. Let me rephrase that. You blew the doors off of it because you allowed God to speak to you, and you were obedient to that. Thank you again for just supporting The Sound of Life in an incredible way.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, The Sound of Life.
Good morning. I am Jack, filling in for Joe Hunter, the Cup of Joe Morning Show. And Joe has the morning off. And again, thank you so much for everyone. I mean, fill our cup. Our cup is overflowing by your generosity. What an incredible week it has been with our spring fundraiser, our Days of Hope. Thank you to everyone who prayed for us, who gave, who volunteered. In fact, it's not too late. If you would like to still be a part of the giving family, if you have not done so yet, you can always go online, soundoflife.org.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Oh, you look like a man who could use more coffee.
The Sound of Life.
You are amazing. As we wrapped up our Days of Hope, our spring fundraiser here on The Sound of Life. Good morning. I am Jack, filling in for The Cup of Joe Morning Show. I just want to share one quick story from yesterday afternoon. Amanda, we heard from her. She gave her gift from Elizaville, and she says she's so thankful for The Sound of Life, and it has helped her in more ways than she said that we will ever know. She said, from the songs that we play to the announcers, like the Cup of Joe Morning Show and Doug Hanna, Lisa Berry, saying the right thing at the right time. And that's what it's all about, because God knows how to provide what you need when you need it. Amanda, thank you for giving yesterday afternoon. And thank you to everyone who gave as well. The Sound of Life continues to stay strong here in the Northeast because of your generous support.
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on The Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of The Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.